Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Episode 117, welcome to Steel and Az, brought to you by your hedge better from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts.
Headquarters, baby, the motherland.
Tonight we got Magic Mike in the studio here. We got Mike Steele here. We got myself.
Top billing again for me.
Got love it. That. And yeah, need it.
The Bruins have won four straight this week.
Decent.
Coming up on five against the Canadians. We record on a Wednesday night here. Hopefully get the job done Thursday.
Fuck them.
Two
fuck
stud goalies. What should they do come to playoffs? That's the big question. The Celtics have been up in arms, kind of losing like six of their last 10 games. Jaylen Brown, tough comments on Boston. Championship or bust. Big question there. Mike Gesicki, I think we called it last week, signs with the Patriots. A lot of stuff going on today. UFC 286, Frank the Tank gets the win. March Madness. How you boys doing?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Good.
You know, doing well. Great Wednesday.
Before we hop in, you know, we had an episode 116. Bob Menery was on the podcast. Second road game for the boys. Me and Steele were absent. Magic Mike, Showtime, producer
Showtime
Justin.
Showtime Magic.
Showtime Magic.
Showtime
got it done.
Magic.
give me some remarks on how did it come to be.
How'd it come to be?
Or you just, Throw it up.
Haven't listened to the pod yet, we do get into that. But how it came to be is just Showtime being Showtime, Menery being Menery, and Magic being Magic. I don't, everyone played their parts, and we just landed at Bob Menery's apartment today, a couple days ago, whenever we were there. And we ripped it for a while.
God bless it.
It was excellent. He was as advertised. He was our white whale, me and Showtimes. We've been chasing him since we met him at the Happy Dad.
A while, yeah.
Inaugural. We've been chasing him.
You got him.
We finally harpooned him, as we told him. And more to come, maybe. More to come. We didn't leave. The conversation didn't end with, we'll never see you again.
Yeah. Good.
He could be around here. He might be Martini Boys thing we discussed with. Involved with
it. It sounds like a capture. It sounds like U.S. like capturing Osama bin Laden. Or
we can. We did cap. It felt like we captured him.
Fair comparison. Yeah.
It was awesome. It was probably my favorite interview to date.
Nice. Love it. No, very proud of you guys.
You guys ran pretty long too, which is always a great thing. So we have two episodes this week. There's a bonus episode of just the boys shooting the breeze about the latest sports in Boston and all around. Great to see. Episode 116, go check it out on our YouTube page, Instagram, you name it, social media, we're there.
Let it rip with the Ripper Magoo, man.
Ooh, there you go.
Look out.
Good plug. Mike Steele just getting back from Nashville.
World's greatest city.
Blacked out a couple days.
Continues. So what? Honky tonk? God bless that
place. Did you fall
place.
Over the honky tonk?
No. Surprisingly, no.
Got my Nashville.
There was one kid who fell, and it was one of the toughest falls that I've seen. He didn't fall off honky tonk. He was on like one of those scooters. And he was ripping it. And he just eats shit on Broadway. So, like, maybe... beside one of those paddle boat things. Like, the paddle bars.
Yeah.
So, there had to be at least 300 people directly just pointing and laughing at this kid. Like, it was a dark moment for that kid.
Was tough he flying, going fat? He was
going pretty... Like, he got hurt. He definitely did.
Not to mention, if you're in Nashville, I'm sure where he landed... Half the people there are wasted. So, like, it's five times funnier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, like, the paddle bar was just geeking at the kid. Like, they were just pointing. Yeah, like they're just paddling going by, just laughing at this kid. Like,
what does it mean, fall off the honky-tonk? Did you say that?
It's a third floor, like, it would have, like, me falling off a railing.
Oh, okay.
Dead.
Yeah. I've been, I thought, I didn't know if it was a bowl.
Like there was a honky tonk bowl down there.
Going down in honky tonk would be an honor.
have people fallen off that railing on that at that bar? Honky tonk Central.
It's definitely not mentioned. If so,
the week before we went last year, or maybe the week I think when we were there, someone fell like I think there was Tootsie's or something like.
Yeah, that's across the street.
Someone fell through the bathroom from the third floor to the second floor.
Fuck, that's hilarious. Like if they were okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think they were fine, but it made the news and everything, and we happened to be there. I think
we were at Tootsie's this past weekend. We were there. Oh, nice.
Would you rate it better than Boston for St. Paddy's Day weekend?
No, just because of like it means more to Boston. Like that was more like it was definitely more of just like that's Nashville, but everyone wore green, kind of.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like that's just like what
I didn't
Broadway
know if they geared it into another level.
Yeah, like there wasn't a parade or anything, or but it, like it was rocking. There was a shit ton of people.
I feel like that comparison too is like, oh, give me like you only have one Boston, you know. St. Paddy's Day or Nashville, you got to take Boston all day. It's the whole
yeah. That's like the one day of like the city. But
we've
like
done
that's...
so many of them. It's know, nice to broaden. Like Chicago's got a good one.
Agreed. Yeah, the green water there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to report.
But it was awesome. If you haven't been to Nashville, go. Like 100%. Our Airbnb was like down the street from the first time we went. It was like that same complex of buildings.
Oh, wow.
Like we noticed it going in. Like
I'll
we
ask
like
you another question off camera to see if you did the same thing from the time before.
Nope.
No. Good,
strip clubs?
Yeah, well, not, off air. Not strip clubs, off air. Don't want to embarrass a kid. Bruins getting back on their ways after losing to the Red Wings and Blackhawks have maneuvered off four straight wins. I'm already calling it. I'm going to be sitting in the TD Garden tomorrow night. It's a Bruins take on the shitty Canadians with 62 points. I'm going to say 5-game winning streak here. Still, it's been great to see. I think they're outscoring their opponents the last 4 games. Look at this math right now. 17-3.
Pretty good.
It's pretty damn good.
On the road?
On the road.
One at home, maybe?
Sens at home. Pretty good rest game on the last road. Night. Jed, the resurgence and comeback of Jacob DeBrusk's injury has been key for this team. He's been such a spark plug after being a complete shitbag last year, you know, trying to get the coach fired, which, I mean, he successfully did. But
and now we're the greatest team on earth.
Yeah,
did Jake DeBrusk fucking save the Bruins? Yeah.
Probably.
What a turn of events.
And all the additions, Dmitry Orlov has been a big pickup.
Decent.
Bertuzzi, he's like great player. He should have like 5 goals already, but it just like piped out everyone. Hathaway scored his second goal the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played the Sabres the other night. I think they're now outscoring them 14-1 in 2 straight games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire thing's incredible. Like the Senators last night, I think the last like minute and a half had 6-on-4.
They did.
And they did not get one shot on goal.
They didn't. Yeah. Allmark had 40 saves in the dub.
Yeah.
Sitting at 113 points right now. They've played 70 games, so they need 19 points to break the record, and they have 12 games left. 24. So 24 possible points they could get, and they need 19 of them. Doable, you know. You're kind of talking about a 10. What's that? 10.
10 and 12.
10 and 12.
10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Out of 12.
Yeah, 10 and 2.
Yeah, 10 and 2.
Maybe even like 9. 2-1.
Could mix a few ones in there.
Mix a 1 or 2 in. But I don't, like I said, I've been saying this all year, I don't give a shit about the record.
No, we want the cup.
It would be nice. We want the cup.
Packs.
You want the President's Trophy just so, you know, I think home ice out of any, I think, sport. Maybe
big in hockey.
Hockey's huge. I mean, you saw it last year and the team that we've been kind of not fearing, but that's the next best opponent is the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, that series last year, we won 3 at home. They won 4 on in their own house, and that was the difference in the series, getting home ice. And
it was like convincing wins for each side on both. Like that was a great, that was a great series to like show the difference.
So I mean, I speak that Allmark had 40 saves the other night. Jeremy Swayman, I think, third star of the month of March, or I think it was like the week or something like that.
Yeah,
but you obviously have 2 great goaltenders here. Jeremy Swayman's come in, played really well. I hate this whole talk of the shuffle hoe. This isn't peewee hockey, people. When the clock doesn't strike with 10 minutes left in the second period, we're swapping the goalie so everyone gets a turn. Come playoff time, best goalie the whole season has been Linus Ullmark. He's got to be your starter. You got to ride with him right away. I think if, you know, God forbid, if this team, you know, struggles in the first round and you see them go down 2-0 or something going on the road, I think that's when you got to switch goalies. But, I mean, this is Ullmark's net. Swayman's played well. He was a little bit rocky earlier in the season. I mean, they're 51.
He's been lights out, yeah.
They're 54, 11, and 5. I think neither of them have lost too many games.
I think Swayman's statistically like the seventh best goalie in the league.
Yeah, and that's insane.
And that's even extra insane when like number one is the other goalie. Like I've never been more down for switching. I'm not saying they should, but then like this tandem right here. Because there'd be no beef. They fucking love each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Ullmark would probably literally be like, yo, you want game three? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that. They're just keeping it going. I mean, it is Ullmark's net, but you just got to get ready. And I mean, if you can keep, if something were to happen, if you could keep him, you know, like towards the end of the year, I don't know, give him a little bit of a rest, play Swayman a few more, I guess.
I think once they lock up the President's Trophy or at least the Eastern Conference, they'll start being like, all right, every other game. I think they're giving at least Ullmark like every two out of three.
Yeah, I think it's like 2-1.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think you got to play Ullmark. But this team is so much deeper than, and it's because of the goaltending. It's because of the accessibility they've had behind the pipes this season. Obviously, their offense has been nuts with not just the first liner or even second liners, but secondary scoring.
Oh, yeah, because there's no fear. Yeah. You got the goalie back there. There's nothing you're afraid of. You can just go up there like the defenseman can try to do stuff that you normally can't do if you got a shaky goalie back there. And it just helps everything. It helps the power play, which has been struggling. But, like, if you're worried about Pasta, Marchand, and Bergeron, like, figuring it out, you're an idiot. Like, that's going to happen eventually.
No, what went wrong, too, in those, three out of four games, they you know, caused turnovers in their own zone, which would capitalize on goals for the other team. You know, minor hiccups, you're not going to be perfect all season.
Three out of four games is the worst they've gone through all year.
Yeah, which is nuts.
That's crazy.
We're in March Madness right now.
That's nuts. That's like that, like just insane.
It's not wood.
Yeah. It's covered. It is.
It's
they
be,
don't know that.
It'll be interesting to see the lines too, because Taylor Hall just practiced yesterday. Hasn't played in probably 3 weeks to a month. Bertuzzi's in there now. Do we see Bertuzzi get moved fourth line?
That would be awesome.
That would be I mean, you already have a great fourth line. Now you're going to put a second liner on fourth. I mean, that's just.
It's a first liner on Detroit.
Yeah, the rich getting richer. Yeah.
Like, that's like we'd have a first line on fourth line, an MVP on the third line, an all check second line, and then just like an all world first line. just fucking nonsense.
Pastrnak, 48 goals, 45 assists, not a career, because he does that all the time. He's been playing well.
50 for Pasta. 50, let's go.
50 would be nice. Two in the last 12. I think that's doable.
We got robbed of that in 2020.
Yeah.
48 then.
Marchie's had a good year. 20 goals. Bergeron, 26. Fourth is the guy we were just talking about. Jake DeBrus, 23. And how about our guy, Pavel Zacha, 18 goals.
A lot of money there.
A lot of money. Cashed in last week. FanDuel, plus 400. I boosted it to plus 800 when he scored. So I put like 50 on it. Easy 400.
It was probably
right
like a bar down fucking pick.
He honestly missed an open net twice, and then he absolutely rifled one top shelf.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? He's not trying to give you the easy one for that 300.
But
boosted it. You weren't getting an easy one, dude.
Even guys like the other night, Charlie Coyle's playing amazing for this team.
He's been great. He's
no
been
one's
fantastic.
Talked about it. 13 goals, 27 assists. Trent Frederick, that was bullshit the other night, them stopping that fight. Did you see that?
It was.
That was such a clash. He got beat up early, but he battled back, like, got basically, like, the upper hand, would you say? Started beating this guy's head, and then they just break it up. I think the refs deserve it.
Fuck them. You see that ref that, like, went up on the net to, like...
The
puck.
That was some horny shit. That was some blue chip stuff.
Yeah, that guy was extremely intense. It was incredible.
It's worth the watch.
But with Coyle though, it's I think he's having a bounce back year and a great year because he went back to like what he is and should be.
Yeah.
Like last year he was our David Krejci replacement, which, like, fuck. That's like, no, him. You're not. Yeah. You are a third line center.
Herb Brooks, play your game.
Yeah, exactly. And play he's back game. To that, and he's doing a great job with it. Grinded it out, getting some goals.
So after Montreal, they got kind of a hell of a two-game stretch. Saturday, they got matinee at home against Tampa. That's going to be a tilt. And then, back-to-back games, and then Carolina on the road, 5 o'clock. There's going to be some good hockey this weekend. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah. Get ready. Get ready.
I think those are probably their two biggest threats. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Tampa and Carolina, at least in the Eastern. Actually, no, in the whole NHL. The West sucks.
Pommel them. Break them.
But then you got Columbus. St. Louis hasn't had a good year. Well, you got Jersey, Pittsburgh. It's a little bit of a mix of good and bad.
Columbus had a huge comeback last night, and Buchegras was getting so pissed at them on Twitter because he, like, wants them to get Bedard.
Oh.
And he was like, dude, fucking tank. Like, in Buchegras way. Like, he was like, what are you doing winning this game? Like, get the first pick, you morons.
Tank for Wiggins. Yeah, but good to see. Hopefully they keep riding high going in the playoffs. Team that we also hope, rides some more success into the playoffs, but it's kind of received some failures as the Boston Celtics. Actually, they had a nice win the other night against the Kings, given that.
I had one more thing on the Bruins, and it was tomorrow night is the only game of the season where the Canadiens play in TD Garden, which is just proof that is a cowardly team in city.
Why is that?
They only came here once. They're supposed to play at least twice.
Why didn't they play twice?
I don't know. Why didn't they? Wow. They didn't.
Because they're scared.
Scared, exactly. Probably paying Gary Bettman off.
I want to win 10-0 tomorrow night. 10.
Let's get it.
Triple digits.
Smoke them if you got them, bees.
I'm sitting there tomorrow night. You know I'm putting all my money on Pavel Zak and a rip one.
What are you thinking for concessions?
Oh, concessions? I don't know. You
got anything in mind?
Definitely not a Mexican bowl. Stay away from the Mexican bowl line.
Oh. What the fuck? The garden to get in a Mexican bowl.
No, but like, if you've seen people wait in line there,
no.
It's tragic.
I don't think
I didn't ever, even know they had that.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever like gave that but the time of day.
Sessions are like hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, chicken and fries.
You know what's a good one there? Sal's Pizza.
Yeah.
It's like a
long slice.
That's the best thing you can get there. Don't debate me. That's how it is.
Yeah.
What, is the popcorn good or something?
Phenomenal. It's a good dessert. You get the popcorn towards the end.
Stay away from the margaritas and then just get beer. Just get beer. Let's not create crazy.
I'm excited to hop on the bandwagon. It's almost my time. I'm not going to start watching now, but I will be ready to defend the wall with Mr. Steele here.
The wall.
Defend the beard. Or
light it up.
Take down the beard, however you want to say it.
Yeah, should have shirts.
Beard's still on the line, right?
Of course.
Good.
It is till we wet it.
Now, will you defend the other team in the garden? Will you hop the on Celtics? Their
oh, yeah. Yeah, I should mean.
Bleed some green.
I think they're less likely to pull it off. For sure, these days, the way things are looking.
I think so. They played pretty good last night against
played great.
The Kings. Jason Tatum was Jason Tatum. 36 points. Haven't seen that in a while. I had a huge beef with – I was going to mix in him and Smart, but I'll just stick to Smart because Tatum played well the other night. Marcus Smart just is a ball hog. Just
Are you going to start going at him?
He had 15 shot attempts last night. That's even too many. I was watching a game the other night, the game they lost against the Jazz. He had 10 field goal attempts in the first half.
Nice.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
And then Joe Mazzulla, Derek White's been your third best player probably all season between him and Brogdon. Pick your poison. They're both playing pretty good. He didn't play at all in the fourth quarter against the Jazz. You blow that lead. Ugh.
I'm a giant Marcus Smart fan, but we like for the sake of the team right this second, like Derek White should probably play more than him.
Yes.
Like just straight
up.
It's
not even a question.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like he's just playing better. That's the
thing. You saw last night.
It's crunch time now. It is not January anymore. Like you need to win these games.
It's sad to see because
Marcus has been the one that wins that game. Like he's been that guy in years past. But right this second, I think he's still laboring with I can't think of the injury he had. I think it was like legs or something.
I thought it was fingers.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But I know it's like a lingering thing. And I think it's just Derek White needs to be back there when the time counts at the moment.
He's just so good on both ends of the floor. I mean, obviously the Jays lead the way, but he's right there in the supporting cast. Al Horford played pretty good last night. He's just solid.
That was
a mental guy.
Like, Tatum obviously came back and bounced back, but that was the most complete game they've played in like a month.
Yeah.
Like, as like a team. That was the team that was playing at the beginning of the
game. And the Kings are hungry. They said this is going to be their first time making the playoffs since like 06.
Yeah. No, that's wild. Monty Brown, coach of the Kings.
Yeah.
Coach of the year by miles.
Yeah, miles.
Like, literally miles. Like, the Sacramento Kings are the three seed.
I didn't even know who was on their team besides like De'Aaron Fox. Found out that Sabonis was on, and I guess he's been playing some good basketball.
He had a wild triple double last night. It was like 16. Bonus, like 16,
13, why do I know that 12. Name?
You'd probably recognize him.
Is he a white
him,
guy?
Like, yeah, he is.
Played for the Pacers.
I used to have his top shot. That's the only reason I know.
Unreal. Unreal.
Top shot.
Are those still out there?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? A top shot?
I don't know. Top shot is. Yeah, they're still making them, but. But they ain't making money off.
Getting back to the negativity side of it, I just don't think Joe Mazzulla has the respect of these guys or like has an idea what he's doing. I think he's learning day by day, but it's tougher. Ime Udoka came in here like a bat out of hell, turned this team around, made the playoffs, got to the finals last year. This is not the same team. Might have a lot of the same players, but you know they're playing three ball. You know, hoping they hit some shots. They're not playing too much defense. Still let up over 105 points last night. That's not going to be good enough come the postseason. Joe Mazzulla, Marcus Smart, both on my shit list. And also entering the shit list is Jaylen Brown. Despite his great play, 10 for 16, 27 points last night, he got on social media or something just saying, like, if Boston doesn't need me, like, that's fine. They're welcome to move on from me. Basically just saying, like, eventually he's going to want out. Because I think he's jealous of Jason Tatum. I think he's kind of a little bit of a right to be. But, you know, this is just the guy who just likes to bitch about everything. And I'm kind of getting, getting sick of his shit.
I think
he's a Kyrie guy.
I think he did.
Kyrie, too.
In that, though. Like
Kanye,
in those
too, though, right? He rides with Kanye, too, no, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
What does it matter?
I see Kanye's name in something. I kind of just, like, fucking move on. But
that's a goat.
I'm pretty sure he, like, realized what he said in that interview and like immediately started to like backtrack.
Okay, good.
He was immediately like, yeah, fuck, like I said that, like that came out wrong or something. Like, well, he didn't say that.
There's always
like,
drama with this team.
He was
I'm
like,
noticing.
I'm here for the team.
There's always drama, like with when things are going bad, when they can't be perfect. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, it's just a city. It's a city. If I was him, I would want to get the fuck out of here.
No, I think
now that I just said it, like. You haven't been on Marcus Smart's ass all year. Last year you were, though.
Yeah, because
and they still made the shift.
No, it got
unexpectedly.
He started playing more team basketball, and I was getting away from that a little bit.
No, it is like a battle between Boston sports fans for biggest like switches between the Red Sox and the Celtics.
What do you mean?
Like over three game spans throughout the season, they are winning the championship, or they are the worst team in the history of the sport. Like, and it happens every year throughout
right,
it.
Right,
like,
now, they're the worst team in the history of sport.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? And it's absolutely insane. It's great. It's much worse, in my opinion, with the Red Sox.
Oh, it's way worse. Red Sox is, they could be 40.
Well, they haven't
19.
Even been good in forever.
No, when the Red like, be good when though. The Red Sox won in 2018, like, you would have listened to the radio and thought they were awful.
Yeah. That's why it's best in the city to be like the Celtics were last year, getting shit on all year, and then they shock you and make it run.
If you make a run,
and then it's like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, we didn't care if they won that ship because we were like, we're happy to be here. We're just happy to be in a ship. And now this year, it was like, no, they have to win now. Like, why?
Back on the Jalen Brown.
That's pretty hard. That's harsh.
It is harsh.
It is.
Especially when all these teams are just as fucking good, if not better than.
I mean,
last year.
They showed like the last like four games against the Kings, and I think it was worse than what you said with the Bruins Sabres thing. Like it was like we outscored them by like 113 over like four games.
It's the Kings and Sabres, both like loser franchises.
Exactly,
point.
But like they might make the finals. Go Kings!
Yeah, go Kings is right.
Go Kings!
Ride the Kings.
Light the beam.
Back on the Jaylen Brown comments. If you were to rewind to the beginning of the season with this Durant for Jaylen Brown, would you have made that trade now?
No.
Just thinking about it?
I don't know. It's tough because, like, I have more faith in Jaylen Brown, like, being there at the end of the year.
Agreed.
And I'd rather that, like, the best, like, you need to be available.
My answer is still Jaylen Brown. Yeah. availability.
I guess I'd change my mind if Durant wins a ship with the Suns.
He's not gonna.
So then no. Because the Suns are just as good a contender. Like if you go in just ball for ball,
like obviously like Kevin Durant is like better, but like
if we were making that trade, it was to win a ship.
Yeah, so of course.
If he can't automatically light that switch, then fucking I'd rather Brown.
Yeah.
Stick with the core.
Durant's like 34, you know what I mean? Like
34 with knees like shit.
He's definitely leaving you at the end of the year. Maybe Brown's just feeling some type of way right now. So for the better part, he's been here with us.
To your point, Magic, whenever they like start sucking, everyone starts bitching about it, including themselves. And then winning cures everything. So let's just start seeing a lot more of that. Their over-under for the preseason was 54.5. They are at 50-23. They have 9 games left. They need to go 5-4. You think they pull it off?
Yes.
Let's see the games.
One's the Bucks, and that's a must-win.
So that's a must-win. They're going to be continually battling for the 2-1 seed. So Indiana, San Antonio, Washington, all winnable games.
Yep.
Milwaukee, you know, that's up in the air. And then you got Utah, who's a good team, but beatable team. Philly's another showcase game. You never know what can happen. Toronto twice, always give you a tough time. And then Atlanta for the finale. So, yeah, I think 5 wins is doable, but you got to get a couple out of the way in the beginning of that schedule, starting Friday night at home against the Indiana Pacers.
Huge game at Philly under the bright lights. By 20. Fuck them.
They had
I love it. At least we're consistent on the Philly. The Sixers.
No, Sixers, yeah. No way.
We'll never give them respect. Maz sometimes does, but we won't.
They had Mike Gorman on.
Joel Embiid out of my face.
On Touch and Rich this morning, they had Mike Gorman, like, longtime Celtics, like, announcer.
Oh, yeah. No, stop.
And he was just basically saying, like, is it a failed season if they don't win the NBA Finals? Like, no. Like, a good teams like Milwaukee and, like, Philadelphia. And I think it was, like, Touch it with Fred was just right away. He's just like, I get you on Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a great team. But if you lose to the Philadelphia in any series in the playoffs, that's a huge letdown because we have their number.
I would be livid.
I'd still say it's conference finals against the Bucks or bust.
Exactly. Like,
that's 100%. 100%.
I'm good with that.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, Giannis drops like 50, 20, and 15 like in game six. It's like
if they lose to a shit bum team in the playoffs, won't be good with that. Then you have to go to the drawing board.
One thing about this year, though, is if we make the finals, you got to get there. Just saying, if it's at least probably not going to be against a Dynasty Warriors team. So there's going to be they were easy to lose to, as easy as losing in finals is.
Yes.
Like it's like the Warriors.
If we play them too, like fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like if like fucking Jokic and the Nuggets, dude, like fuck that.
To Magic's point, I do agree with the Milwaukee, like get to Milwaukee in the conference finals or bust.
Yeah.
There is a little loophole for that for me. If you win that series, you have to win the finals. You are not losing the finals 2 years in a row. We're not getting halfway, you know, Buffalo Bills. We're not doing it.
At that point, I'll agree. It's a bust.
Yes.
At that point. If they can make it there, they make it there, it's a bust of a season. If they don't finish the job. Then it looks like we don't have finishers on this team. And then that's what it always came down to with, what, should we get rid of Tatum and all these crews? It was always like, are they finishers? Are they fucking legit superstars?
Why don't you get them over the
in a superstar league.
Why don't you get them over the Club Alex's? They'll finish them.
I don't know what it's going to take. We're going to see. I hope they can finish, because otherwise I'll be the first to jump down their throat and say, blow them up.
Blow them up.
Get them out of here. Get them out of here.
Because then what, are we going to ride another season and make it to the finals again and lose again? Because then we'll really be like, fucking, what are we doing with these idiots?
Then we're really the Bills, and you don't want to be the Bills.
You don't want to be the Bills.
Do not. So 9 games left, sitting at the 2 seed up by a game over the Sixers. 2 games back of first place of the Bucks. Right now, I mean, obviously the play-in plays in, but the 7 seed right now is the Miami Heat. And, that's a pretty damn good coach team, so you never know what can happen there. Jimmy Butler's a dog. Hopefully they can get above Brooklyn there so the Heat don't play, you know, us in the first round.
Yeah, the Heat are the only scary team in that play-in thing.
Season ended today, we'd be playing them all. I mean, there's a play-in, but...
I mean, like, no, yeah, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm worried about them, but, like, the other three, like, if the fucking Hawks... Raptors or Bulls win that, like, who cares?
I don't care at all.
Yeah.
Legit done. All Lakers out of playoffs, nice. Moving on.
Love to see it.
UFC 286, Leon Edwards. I was surprised once again, defeat Kamaru Usman in pretty like fantastic fashion.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Describe this how this happened to me. I need
when he lost detail. The point, I wasn't sure if he was going to win.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the lost point might have fucked him.
But I felt like he...
He did win.
He was controlling the fight. He was obviously more dominant in this fight than he was the last fight. I mean, he was just... He just had a dominant moment the last fight.
Yeah.
But he kind of...
You guys said he had never won a round against Usman.
He never had. I threw Usman in a parlay. Oh.
Yo, you won the John Jones one. I don't feel bad for you.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Usman, I mean...
Usman was supposed to be like, easy win.
He got knocked out. It might have shook him.
I think it shook him.
I think it might have shook him.
I think he shook. Because I don't think Leon Edwards is that good.
He's pretty good. He's pretty fucking good.
I think he'll take down Colby Covington. Is he going to fight Colby?
He is going to fight Colby, which is kind of bullshit. Colby should have to fight someone before he gets that. If Colby hasn't fought in a year and a half.
I only tuned in for that one, so it was great to see Leon.
Physio Gaethje was fucking nuts.
Yeah, tell me a little, because I saw the guy's face.
The first round, Physio won, like, handedly. He was kind of giving Gaethje the work. It was kind of like on the fence.
It was a three-round fight, right?
Yeah, it was only three rounds. The second round, Gaethje won, and I was pretty convincingly. And then the third round, Gaethje went full, like, the Tony Ferguson fight of just fucking drilling him. It was incredible. Wow. Some of the best striking you'll ever see was in the third round of that fight.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, what a card. Gaethje comes back.
How did Leon like beat him? Was it striking, takedowns?
A lot of striking, a lot of kicks.
He's a huge
and he did kick him. He did kick him in the balls. Yeah, there were a lot of kicks. He was grabbing the ring a little bit also.
Oh, what are you trying to say here?
He might have been taken down once or twice.
Was it a home crowd? Home cooking?
I personally thought it was going to be a tie.
Can that happen?
A draw?
It could, and especially with the point deduction. That was just huge.
Then they're both 1-1-1, and then you make more money off a fourth fight. Wow. That's why I was like, it could be a tie.
That would suck.
That would have sucked. I'm glad they gave it to... I think Leon deserved it. I think Leon deserved a win.
And it was in Wembley.
Yeah.
It was in London.
It was a home game.
Home game.
That's
home game.
I'm glad he won there. I should have taken that in. That should have been taken more into account. We're hometown people, when the fans get involved.
You are definitely more Usman's fired up.
The pre-fight interviews was hysterical. Like, I'll give Usman credit. He had, the last round when he's like, Leo, like his trainer.
Yeah.
Kamaru, like, copied him.
Nice.
He's like, they called it a miracle you beat me, like shit like that.
Gotta
like,
love it.
Like, that's
gotta
pretty
love
sick.
It.
And then after... Real recognized real Kamaru Usman gave him a big shout out. Kamaru Usman go down as probably a top five UFC guy of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. His legend is like etched in stone.
Well, now we'll see. Is he going to fall off or is he going to come back up? We'll see.
We will see.
He'll come back up, but one more bad fight and I'm out on that.
Yeah, we'll see. Losing to Leon Edwards isn't that bad. Like, Leon Edwards is very, he's going to beat a lot of people.
Agreed.
When's McGregor back in town?
After the Ultimate Fighter. I think it's like after the summer.
Michael Chandler.
He's fighting Michael Chandler. I don't think there's a set date.
Got it.
The next
card. Will that Covington fight be soon?
That'll be a while. The next one is Adesanya Pereira 2 in like 3 weeks, and that should be sick.
Okay.
Always
a big Izzy guy.
Ugh, gross.
We like talking about our local fighters. Last Thursday, I got the privilege of going to watch our guy, Francis Hogan, Weymouth, Mass native, 22 years old.
Frank the Tank, baby.
I think 13, now 14-0 with 13 knockouts. Good fight from him. Finish it off after the five. The guy who didn't come up for six, I think he had like a broken rib. But yeah. It was
rib shots.
Yeah, but it was pretty good. Like it was the guy was a tough competitor. Like, Francis got banged up a little bit, got stitches around his eye.
Oh, wow.
Certainly wasn't like a one-sided battle. Definitely won by definitely won.
Yeah.
But like, he the other
it
guy.
It wasn't one of the ones where he just came in and around.
Not the 3-47 guy where you're like, concessions were horrible.
hate to see it. What was the vibe there?
There's a lot of people. Because it was a firefighter from, North Shore area. He was making his pro return. He was like 30-3. I'm trying to remember his name. But either way, he got a great crowd. He's like 35.
It really does come down to what fighters bring in, like, big
crews. Yeah, he was nasty. Back on the, like, concessions, though, like $15 beers, we didn't really... Oh. Yeah, it was brutal.
That's garbage.
Their pizza, like, they definitely just went to, like, a Stop and Shop, hit, like, the frozen section.
Yeah,
like
Elio's fucking around. Day.
Not even that. It was, like,
sometimes
like Stop and Shop brand. Yeah.
Fucking. When it's a concession, though, I'll fuck with the Stop and Shop. I'm like, there's something exciting about being drunk at an event and just being like, this Celeste pizza's hitting.
Yeah,
right
look
now.
At this
like,
fucking
it's the only
bullshit.
Place it will hit.
That's good, though. Dude, but, that's the most painful shit to see, like in any fight, boxing, UFC, like a guy goes down by like a gut shot.
Yeah.
You see a dude get hit in the chest, and then like it takes like one full second, and the guy just like crumbles in pain.
There was some some hecklers on Francis' side. He had everyone going Frank the Tank, and then there's a kid behind us was like squeeze his dick or I don't know, like got really loud.
What do you mean squeeze his dick?
Exactly
like
what
screaming,
I do.
Like screaming,
they were screaming.
Like someone in the stands, yes.
Screaming, squeeze his
like
dick.
Like squeeze his dick, like yeah, something nuts. Squeeze his dick. But
is that in reference to him coming out of the Borat outfit or something?
Kinda, I don't know. Got his own float at the Southie Parade Sunday.
I saw that. Yeah,
he
was nice. Frank the Tank's a tank
fuck,
time.
Let's go, Frank the Tank.
I thought that's his. Awesome. His weigh-in attire was phenomenal.
So I think
it was all phenomenal.
Who stole the show? We're trying to get him on the show, actually. King Colm Walsh from Cork, Ireland. He's the only boxer signed with UFC endorsements. He was the main event of the fight, and he fucking tuned up whoever he fought. He's 6-0. He's 22 years old. He's the same weight class as Francis.
They might fight?
No, they're not going to fight. Francis ain't ready for that. I love Francis, but that kid's a bad man. He had a pretty good story too. He went from like barely graduating high school to like being an alcoholic, like working jobs, and now he's like
sober.
Now he's sober, 7-0,
sober and kicking ass.
Like has a bunch of deals, lives in LA, like kid's kind of a big deal, and like he put on a show, dude. Like there was no question this is gonna be like a type of McGregor in the sport of boxing.
Love it. Someone who is like that that I have lost all respect for is Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury?
Coward.
Really?
Usyk has been trying to fight that guy for months. And Tyson Fury was like, we got to fight. It's got to be at Wembley. We got to split it 70-30 me. And Usyk was like, give me the fucking contract. It's 70-30 you. Like, I don't care. Like, do it. And they, like, signed it. He was talking shit on Instagram. And then today, Fury backed out again because of, like, keeping more things on top of already getting 7:30. Oh, and Usyk was like, fuck this, dude. Like, you're just a pussy. And he's been a giant pussy about it. I like Tyson Fury. I did.
I love Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
that's
but he has been
hear.
A giant pussy for the last
Oh, that's tough. He's a big man,
months.
Too. That's a big man.
Yeah, he's probably got 100 pounds on Usyk. Yeah. And he's running.
Why?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. He's, like, he's scared of a man much smaller than him.
Maybe he's going to give it to his brother.
Maybe. Usyk is a badass, though. Like, he went to, like, Ukraine to fight in the war, like, immediately.
Yeah, so that could...
Yeah, he's very intense.
Maybe he's a little scared. Speaking of people who weren't scared of the moment last night, Team Japan with a W over Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. I walked throughout. I know people get bored of baseball, whatever that means. But last night was a great showing. I didn't even care. Obviously, I was rooting for my home country, but... to see, you know, Shohei Ohtani put on, you know, it was cool to see that last there with Ohtani versus Trout for all the marbles. Ohtani strikes him out at the end of the game.
It's so funny how big of a deal that is and how, like, during it, they were like, this is two of the greatest to ever play, like, the game. Like, they're on the same team, and that team sucks. It's unbelievable. Like, it really is. And I mean, hell of a pitch. Taking down Trout. And there was some crazy.
What was it?
It was a slider.
3-2 Frisbee slider on the outside corner.
Was it a tight game?
3-2. 3-2. And there was some wild stat today that was like Mike Trout has like 3 swings and misses in like 24 of his like 20,000 career at bats or something like that. Like it was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know what it was. And like one of them was that one.
Can someone explain how the like I saw like KFC and Frank the Tank blowing about up about it when that dude from the Mets got hurt when his team won. I thought they won the ship. Were they just celebrating, like, advancing to another round?
Yeah, so they beat the Dominican Republic, who has the best talent on their roster, to get to the next round. Puerto Rico won. He closed it out, so they all celebrated on top of him.
And that's probably, like, a, like rivalry, like in baseball. That's probably a big
Puerto
one,
Rico,
you know what I mean?
Dominican Republic, definitely.
Like, and they have dude, if you're, like, I'm fine with the World Baseball Classic. I don't have a hot take. But, like, if you're a Mets fan, you hate it. Yeah. Like, that's simple.
There's so many people.
If Aaron Judge would play in that and, like, tore his ACL, I would would ban that fucking thing for life. Like, I would be so bad. You know what I mean? Like,
Trey Turner, though. Trey Turner had, like, 5 home runs.
That at bat, Schwarber versus Yu Darvish, he hit like 8 home runs.
That reminded me of
and one of them. They didn't even mention it on like the broad. Like it, he literally hit it almost out of the stadium, and it was a dome.
To myself, if you're a Quincy listener watching, I remember facing Matt Gorham back in Little League and fucking playing at like Corrier, and I would just feed it on the inside because I knew he would just hit it foul. I think he hit like 4 home runs on the other field foul. And then the next one, I was like, all right, fuck it, dude. I was just going to get the next at-bat fucking like 100 feet over the fence.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, it was unbelievable. I think it was like an 11-pitch at-bat with like 2 balls and like 9 home runs.
That ball was... That,
like, it was unbelievable.
That home run was laugh-out-loud funny. That was the furthest ball I've ever seen. I'm not even exaggerating. He hit a piss missile. And now they said he has a home run in every big game of every MLB playoff series. What was it, like Cape Cod?
Yeah, World it was Series. Everything. Yeah, like ALDS,
and
NLCS,
World Baseball
all of it.
Champion, like he's hit a home run and everything. Okay, just hits fucking nukes.
Waltham, baby.
Do we stand? What's the take, like World Baseball Classic or World Series? Which one is more important?
I would say the World Series. I just think it means a lot to your country. But if you're, you know, if I'm rooting for the Red Sox in the World Series, if Steeles were rooting for the Yankees in the World Series, I think I know who I'd like. Who I'm getting more hyped up for to win.
Oh, yeah. No, like, we care about the World Series more because, like, it's our teams. Yeah, like, that's, like...
Like, USA being versus Japan, I not even
like
know.
That's,
I guess
that
a lot of USA
World
people
Series
probably didn't even know about it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's definitely a portion, yeah. There's definitely a portion.
But like you said, if it was the MLB, we would all know, like, our team's in it. So, like, that stands up for it right there.
No, like,
that's
every single person in Japan watched that game. Every single person in Japan watched last night.
That's
fair.
They should.
Japan.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Japan and Mexico played in the semis, like, at, like, whatever percentage of, like, Mexico and Japan, it was, like, over 50%, like, TVs were watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was an electric game, too.
Yeah.
That was absolutely
incredible. Do they do, like, series for
just
these?
One and done.
One and done.
So, round robins, top two teams advance from, like, 4 pools, final 8, and then you 1 elimination.
Maybe I'll tune in next time. Probably not.
It was...
Who am I kidding?
I mean, a couple takeaways. I'm a big Cedric Mulligan's guy on the Orioles. I think he's a hell of a player. A couple other guys. Just trying to think here who played where. I mean, Nolan Arenado is the most solid third baseman to ever play the game.
When they brought that guy in, and I think it was the 8th inning.
Jason Adam?
No, I hate that
guy. He sucks. He's
Ray's
an asshole.
Worse. I hate that guy. But when they brought the other guy in the 8th inning, I don't know anything about the guy. Don't care about the analytics. Like, they were just like on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I was like, you're throwing a pirate? I was like, I was like, all America's got for the 8th inning of this game is a Pittsburgh Pirate. I was like, are you kidding me? And he did good. And then we brought in Devin Williams, who is just that changeup might be the filthiest pitch
of
the game.
So nasty. That was my first time really. What team is he on?
Brewers.
Brewers. Oh yeah. He's,
but if you follow Pitching Ninja, you'll see him like literally every day.
Oh wow.
Like he's there. Like that changeup might be the filthiest pitch.
Well, people who weren't really focused in on it, like that's the only problem with the World Baseball Classic, and I completely understand it. All the hitters will play because, like, I don't know, like just get rips of hitting. But, like, pitchers won't pitch because they have a certain, you know, innings they reach it, like, when they play on their major league team. So no one wants to pitch. So, like, we had Adam Wainwright and, like, who's the guy? Not Brad Penny. Lance Lynn, who are top two pitchers. They're both, like, 40 years old. So, like,
dude,
not even in the top
20. Adam Wainwright's just trying to get on the mound as much as he can at this point.
And he pitched well. I think he pitched pretty well besides an inning.
I mean, he's still got the curve. Yeah. That thing hasn't gone anywhere.
And the guy who should have been the MVP – future Yankees killer, Masataka Yoshida, Boston Red Sox.
Nice pronunciation.
Whatever.
I'll know it now for the rest of my...
He got hot at the end, my future first baseman, Japanese Babe Ruth Murakami. whatever the fuck it was.
They can get...
I don't even know what you just said.
Neither do I, but yeah. That guy is a Yankee bucket.
The commentator last night compared his game to Kyle Schwarber. I'm like, that's not... Like, that's the first thing from the truth. He's like a rich... I think he's like a rich man's Bill Miller. I think that's a good one.
That sucks even more.
Bill Miller. Good. He's a rich man, Bill Miller. Bill Miller was like pretty good.
Go deep and strike out. I don't want a Bill Miller hit batting like 330. I don't need that.
They said he only strikes out like 30 times a year. Hit that big home run in the semis against Mexico. I was just very
pleased. Is he on our team?
Yeah, Red Sox.
He's guy we had been talking a long time ago. Okay.
It was also
he fucking killed it. He batted like 500.
It was also like there's definitely been a change in baseball in Japan with like how like obviously they won the championship, but just like throughout the tournament, how fired up they were.
Oh, yeah.
Like Japanese players in America like didn't smile until like 2015. Like you never would have saw it.
Now
like,
they're having a little fun with it or something?
Other than Ichiro. Ichiro and Matsui a little bit.
But their pitches were nasty too. They had a staff game last night. They were just mowing them down. The only person who I thought was in question was Yu Darvish. And I think he got out with a double play. I thought that was finally when the tide was going to turn. No, was that the ninth when Mookie Betts got on the double play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a killer because you got the nine batter on base and then you had Mookie Betts and Trout. Oh, that double play kills you.
Yeah.
Kills you.
Mookie Betts, loser.
Speaking of future winners, switching stuff now, the New England Patriots signed Mike Gesicki.
Yes.
Formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Good pick. I think we called it last week.
Yeah, he's had a few good games against us, like particularly.
Yeah, good to see, you know, them coming back with, you know, I think a vengeance of not settling for having a shitty offseason. They cut Jalen Mills and then they brought him back on a not as good a salary like that.
Yeah.
So Jalen Mills is back.
The only thing I don't like about the Gesicki thing is like I was pretty fired up when we got Jonnu Smith-Suttu, and I think I'm shook a little bit.
I don't
the
know
tight ends scare me
because they're all big. The Patriots are always big on tight ends being able to block first and do everything out. Mike Gesicki is like a poor man's Travis Kelce. Like he's not going to really block for you, but he's going to catch some footballs.
No, he will. He's definitely a target.
If you can get a target going, I think that's what you need out of this offense.
Help anyway.
I like the pickup. I saw
no, I do. It's just like I'm scared because of Jonnu Smith.
Bert Breer SI today said that the Pats aren't getting DeAndre Hopkins. Do I buy it? No. Do I believe him? I don't know.
Nah, let's go.
Scott Zolak of 985 The Sports Hub, formerly was on Steel Nas.
Friend of the pod.
Guest of the year.
Did say on today's show that expect big news tomorrow morning from the New England Patriots. Big news.
I like that.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Mexican ball essential.
They definitely already have him there, dude. They're trying to be diverse as possible.
Yeah. Good God.
I hope it's a good year. I'd love to get back on this train. I would.
Yeah, he would.
Until it's like a... I don't even know. I got to see what Mac's about.
Dude, we're about
targets up the ass. It's going to only make him look worse when he can't hit him.
We're about to have Aaron Rodgers in this division. Miami and Buffalo are already better than us, dude. It's not going to be smooth sailing, I'm telling you right now.
We can beat Aaron Rodgers twice. Look at the positives.
That'd
here.
Be sick because I know the jersey he's wearing.
So. It would be great to just make Aaron Rodgers really regret going to the fucking Jets to end his life.
That's the goal. If I hope the Jets go 4-13 max. I hope that's god awful. I hope it's like his fault. I hope he's bad.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That would make it even better.
Actually. That would be so sick.
Closing on the Patriots, Donta Hightower retires after I think he played about like 12 years. Three Super Bowl titles with the Patriots. What's your big takeaway from his career? Unbelievable Patriot, I think.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. He was lights out, and I mean, he's a three-time Super Bowl champ, and he's a big reason of two of them. Like, two of them don't happen without a play by him. He stops Marshawn Lynch on the tackle, and he gets the fumble in 28-3.
Think about that. Even like the first one, though, like, if they don't win that one, what happens to the rest of them?
Exactly.
Yeah, never know.
Never know what can happen.
Like, he is one of the biggest members of the second dynasty of the Patriots.
Yeah, and he made a big hit. He's the Willie McGinnis to these three Super Bowls.
Bruschi, more of a linebacker. Maybe. I mean, that we are complimenting him regardless. Yeah, it doesn't really, we're nitpicking here.
I think he has more a stature than Teddy Bruschi. Like, I have so much respect for Dante Hightower. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree.
Are McGinnis and Bruschi Hall of
Famers? No, McGinnis is. Bruschi won't be a Hall of Famer. Oh. That's my point of saying, yeah, he's a linebacker, but he's a little bit better than Bruschi.
No, yeah, well, I wasn't going for like that better. I was going more like Patriot kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, Patriot way. I like that. He knew when it was time. I think he took a year to mull it. He obviously last year he uses kind of slow as shit. So that's kind of how it goes with linebackers once you kind of lose it. But Alabama guy, Roll Tide, absolute savage.
I was jacked up when we drafted him because I hated him so much. Loved it. Absolutely loved
those
it.
Those are
I was
your
like,
favorite drafts, draft picks? The ones you hate?
Listen, man. Yeah, absolutely.
The ones who hurt you.
I hate a lot of the good teams. Like, you know what I mean? Draft the Bama guy. I'm fine with that. I don't hate Georgia, though. So, like, now it's draft the Georgia guy, and I'm all in.
All right, so we'll close on the Patriots there.
You don't want to get into March Madness stuff?
Well, I got it up right now.
Close in on the Patriots stuff.
Oh.
Close on the Patriots stuff.
I thought you were ready to wrap it. I was going to say it was my first weekend gambling on March Madness. Don't shut me off on that.
Look out.
I thought Menery was still in your ear. It seems like it is. But yeah, tell me about your gambling a little bit then. I like that.
It was rough. Like, just not like it being St. Patrick's Day, being drunk all the time, asking for winners, like just harassing people for winners because I don't fucking know a thing. Like, anyone who told me this is the way to bet, I was like, okay. And I won three games, bro. Anton helped me get out of holes, but it was a mess. Luckily, I wasn't betting much.
Did you bet all college basketball?
Only, yeah, and it was just a ride. I was just drunk most of the weekend or at work, so I was it was just a rush. It was a great rush.
It's a great rush.
I loved it. I don't know if I'll go back to it, though. It's so tough betting those games. Like, there's such toss-ups.
I probably went, 2-15 on college basketball this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's
brutal. That Puffle Zaka money gone.
Don't worry. You got tomorrow night.
I haven't added any credit into it at all. I haven't had a little credit saved over from Arizona. Got it up. Now it's all the way gone. Only bet I have riding left is my Houston. Is it Cougars?
Yeah.
Houston Cougars to win it all. 100 to win, 500, 5-1 odds. They got your Miami Hurricanes Thursday night. Friday night.
It doesn't even know when the game starts.
This podcast,
and I'm supposed to fear Houston?
Might come out on Friday or Saturday. Houston.
Doesn't matter.
Best betting odds. Still, who has the best chance to get to the Final Four and why?
UConn, baby.
Let's go.
There's no other reason why. No, they got Jordan Hawkins, who's being the guard that's taking them. That's always been their thing. Shabazz Napier, Kemba Walker. And they have a big man, Sanogo. That guy's an absolute monster. He averaged 12 and 11 the entire year, which for college basketball is the best center in the league, other than fucking the Purdue guy. But
fuck Purdue.
Alex Caravan, 6'8 freshman on UConn, starter.
Yep.
I covered him when I worked in the newspaper over at Metro West, played for Algonquin or some bullshit team around there. Nice. As a freshman, led his team to the state finals. He was nasty.
Good. You went to UConn from around here. I mean, that's impressive. That's like where you want to go around here.
Exactly. Left that bum school after his freshman year.
And playing with Houston playing the U, the U knocked out Indiana in both tournaments, on back-to-back days. Wow. And the U social media was unbelievable, just trolling Indiana.
Men's and women's.
Men's and women's. They beat them by, they pumped them in the men's. I think the women's won buzzer beater.
Who do you got winning in your women's bracket?
I don't have one. I don't have. For you. Why not? But I don't know. I think, what are the games? I mean, I'm obviously rooting for UConn, but, legit.
List off some games for the weekend.
Princeton made it as a 15 seed. They beat Arizona and Missouri. They're going to play Creighton, and they have the good chance to win.
That's the sweet.
Creighton's, Princeton's scary. Yep.
That's the
Who'd
sweet.
They beat in the second round?
Missouri, 7 seed.
Yeah, I lost that bet. I remember that one.
That's the one, that's the Sweet 16 matchup. You look at your bracket and, you're not that mad you didn't pick that.
No.
Like Creighton, Princeton, like fuck. And the story, like I didn't have that. You know
the
what I mean?
Story of it all. The one seed upsets the 16 seed upsets the one in who's this? Fairleigh Dickinson. Guy gets Rick Pitino gets the job at St. John's. The day after they lose the FAU in the tournament, they get bounced. The Fairleigh Dickinson coach takes the Iona open position. Fucking dude, all you gotta do is win a game in the tournament, dude. You got a new job, new salary, new.
I feel
new
like it was,
I like that guy too. He
oh good guy.
He had good vibes.
I feel
is
like
San Diego State still in it.
Yes,
good. Yeah, I'm riding them. They're actually winning.
They're good.
They're playing the Tide. They're playing Alabama.
I want a good bet on them with Anton that morning. We started our morning hot. We fucking Duke. I hate Duke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Duke cost me on multiple levels.
Kansas sucks too.
If there's one team I'm rooting against in March Madness right now, it's probably like Bama.
Bama.
Like, get out of basketball, Bama.
Michigan
State. You already got football. Leave me alone.
Michigan State's a pretty good story.
They're having a good Marquette. Run. They're having a good run.
Sam Hauser, who plays on the Celtics, his brother plays on the team.
Well, we always gotta love Izzo.
Well, Michigan State's like the opposite of Purdue.
Yeah, they're like
Purdue. It doesn't matter what seed they are. They're gonna be losers. I thought they'd be Fairleigh Dickinson. I'm not gonna act like that, but. And like Michigan State, whatever seed they are, they're gonna make like the sweet state. Like Michigan State's gonna get a dunk.
When has anyone ever in humankind ever said, "Oh my God, you guys upset Purdue"? No one.
The other sixteen seed that beat a one seed. One seed was Virginia. It was definitely a much bigger deal when they lost.
Yeah.
Not just because Virginia's it was the first, frauds. But because those everyone guys, was like Purdue, like yeah, like no shit. Like,
Virginia's frauds.
Virginia's also for
I never caught that them losing that first game. That was I could see it coming. I was like, how are they gonna blow this?
I had a last leg of the tees. I had Virginia minus a half. Once that guy threw the ball in the air, I was like, they were done.
That was electric. That was Portnoy's reaction to that was electric.
Uma Furman.
All time. Fucking March Madness loser. What are you doing, pal? We were watching that live in Nashville, and we were like, no way, dude. What do you do? Like, everyone was screaming.
And then to hit the three. You got to hit the three still.
No, he drained it. No, once you throw that pass up, and they get it like that, that guy already drained that. That's over. You lost.
There's like a list. You can get fouled. You can get a turnover in the own end. You can legit launch it, like, out of bounds the other way. All that being said, they still had a timeout. So all you got to do is call a timeout, dude. Get the ball on the other side.
I didn't even know that.
Idiot. Guy just shocked it.
Oh, my God. Loser. I hope that kid's dead.
Yeah, oh, boy. That, you might want to you're fine.
No, he's fine. I hope he's fine.
Fuck him. No. Yeah. No.
No, but it was a big one. I think we went 3-for-3 on, like, because I think when we were talking about choke artists, we were like, yeah, Purdue, Virginia, and Arizona. Like, I think we went 3-for-3 on those teams.
Good.
Because, like you should, like, when Virginia actually won the title, that was one of the most shocking.
I wish I'd, relying on old teams' names is a tough one. Well, I mean, I hope Danton's information he was giving me was good, but he hadn't been watching college basketball all year.
Watch
he was watching for, like, 2 weeks. What past week?
I forgot to bring it up in the intro. I should have said in the intro, but I, whatever he is with those freaks on, like, Twitter. That, like,
NFTs?
Yeah, like, Sky Twitter. He was a speaker of
recently
just last night of 25 people. My Twitter goes like
Anton is speaking.
Yeah, Anton is speaking. So I was like, oh, let's see what's up.
I gotta stop.
He's literally like talking to these like fucking weirdos.
You clicked on
that? I was like, this kid's talking. I wanted to hear this.
I gotta tune in. Is it a good take?
For like, it's one of those things you want to see for like 20 seconds. You're like, all right. But like, that's what you're. I'm working all day. That's what your time is.
He's working. Chugging. He's probably doing that while he's at work. And he's watching March Madness game, and he's trying to give winners. He would have a very different take on my gambling week. He was like, I hate gambling magic. This guy sucks. Like, he's just in here begging and complaining all day long.
Gonzaga or UCLA?
Zaga.
That's a big one.
I like UCLA. UCLA's been playing some good basketball.
Who's SDSU got? Alabama?
Bama, yeah.
Oh, you saying
I'm riding that. I think I'm betting them. I'm gonna get back in the betting game and ride high with my Aztecs.
What's the spread? Let's see. Spread is 7.5 points. I like that.
Only one ACC team left, boys.
+270.
They're taking down Houston.
Who do you think's winning the championship still?
Like, legitimately, UConn.
Okay, I got Houston, but.
Like, they're my pick. Like,
I love how you asked that after
I can pull up my bracket. Yeah, he loves UConn. Picked up UConn, yeah.
I got the Aztecs.
UConn?
Miracle run to the end. All
right, so let's see UConn Arkansas Friday. Arkansas is really good. They could beat Arkansas. All right, so then they're going to play Gonzaga, UCLA. That's when they lose to UCLA. Going to be a hell of a year, though. Elite Eight. I mean, great showing.
No. I'm gonna take down UCLA. Why would they not take?
What's my road look like? What's your road look like?
My road, we're gonna take down Miami. Miami got lucky against Indiana. We're gonna
They literally pummeled them.
We're gonna go.
They won by like 16.
We're probably gonna play.
On what planet did they get?
We're probably gonna play Xavier. Xavier is gonna be a hell of a team. We're probably gonna win by like 5 points. Get to the Final Four. Take on UConn. Win by a billion. And then play San Diego State in the finals and win by two.
All right.
There's a chance there's a U versus UConn Final Four, isn't there?
Does that line up like that? In that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be so wild for me. I'd
March
have to make UConn because like, it's
Madness.
Basketball.
Wow, but, like, that's madness.
It's been, like I've been a UConn guy my whole life in basketball. Yeah. The U was the football team, but the U's become good at basketball.
I do think it delivered extra this year with the St. Patrick's Day falling. I don't know. It was just awesome all the games this year. They were fucking. Maybe it was gambling on them. Something about this year was my favorite March
the
Madness.
Gambling was cool.
The first weekend of March Madness is one of the best sporting events.
It really is.
Ever.
It might be the best one. It literally might be. Because it's just 4 days
of
constant nonsense.
It kicks off the whole tournament. Then when the tournament winds down, you get NHL, NBA playoffs.
Yeah,
anyone who likes baseball, MLB comes back. And then once the playoffs are over, it kind of sucks till football comes.
Yep. Exactly.
You're there.
Horse racing maybe this year we'll get into.
Folks.
You're going to make gambling illegal in this state again.
Shut me down.
One, thank you guys for tuning in. Hedge Better making this all possible. Big shout out to Justin Fine here. Good dude.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Sled Edge Fitness Performance and Braintree. Craig Kelly, keep doing what you're doing. Trying to get, you know, a Sled Edge on the competition come summertime. 101 French Avenue, Braintree, Massachusetts. Hit it up. The law office of Patrick J. Foley. He's going to be in studio next week discussing his fundraiser for the Boston Marathon, which is going to be held April 1st, Saturday. Not this couple Saturdays.
Not
this
one Saturday.
Next Saturday. 7 p.m. at J.J. Foley's. I know
the one and only.
Big tilt. Also, Seaport Social, get out there.
Stopped in for lunch today, actually, after the big menery.
Oh, wow. Did Craig Showtime go?
Showtime went. We got a couple happy dads.
Nice.
Which was classic.
Seaport season.
Showtime
coming,
got the short rib, looked delicious. I got a burger, fries, and a nice pickle. Fucking delicious. Head on down. Bartender was great.
You take down that pickle?
We split it, actually.
That's
we split the pickle. We had a great day.
You guys had a fucking day.
We had a day.
I can't believe you made it here.
Yeah, I was riding so high, I was like, I got to get out of work. I said I was sick. There wasn't a shot in hell I was going to fucking work after that.
Hell yeah. That's all from Steel and Naz out there. Episode 117, wrap it up. Let's call it 2-1, boys. We got 2 episodes, 1 week. Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Big ones.
It's madness. March
Madness.
Let it rip.